Hot Underpants. Hey everybody, it's Robot Underpants. This is Langley.
That's because we're his cohorts.
My cohorts. Karaoke Bob next to me. Starman Michael Gaines on the other side of the flying pictures.
Good to be with you again.
Yeah, you too. What's going on?
You know, I just kind of really thought about this, that, you know, I started out as, I'll show up for Robot Underpants, and now I've been a consistent figure.
Yeah, it's been good having you on. Yeah. Because you sort of stepped in when our other third stepped out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know him.
Kathy?
Oh, yeah. I don't know him either.
No, Kathy's watching Hook, so she couldn't be with us. It's all right. We were hoping she'd stop in and tell us about WonderCon. I wasn't able to be there for WonderCon over the weekend, unfortunately. Yeah. But I am planning on being at Star Wars Celebration next week. Not this coming weekend, but the following weekend. So,
I can't wait to get some reports on the trailer. I'm excited about this.
Yeah. Well, let's get started on that. There's supposed to be some news, although I really don't know exactly what kind, during Good Morning America tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
The following
Secrets
day.
Of Star Wars.
Yeah, so I don't know what kind of BS that is or what, but I've got my TiVo set. And
yeah, that's interesting because it's not May yet.
Well, I saw that commercial today, and I was like, oh, what's that? My dad was talking to me in mid-sentence. I'm like, stop. Something about Star Wars is on television right now. And I tuned him out, and it was like, Secrets of Star Wars on GMA. And I was like, all right, this is going to be like stuff we already know, but like the general public, like my mom or whoever watches G of the Morning
America.
That's
probably exactly what it is.
Like, here's a picture of Carrie Fisher sitting in the sand getting a tan. Here's a picture of,
The lightsabers were actually metal rods, and they drew the lights in later.
Yeah. So anyway, I heard that it was supposed to be specifically about The Force Awakens.
Secrets about that?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
That's what I read.
I don't think we're going to hear anything or see anything about that, at least until the celebration.
When was the last time J.J. Abrams sent out a tweet about it? It's been a while.
That's a good question. I don't know.
We're kind of due.
He did talk about explaining the weird lightsaber recently, though.
We talked about that, he tweeted about that, then talked about it a little bit that we saw.
Celebration, we're probably going to, some of us will see a preview, a trailer, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else apparently has to wait for Age of Ultron.
Is that
the way it's supposed to go?
We'll see. Yeah, that's the rumor, quote-unquote, going around that everybody has to wait. But, I mean, who knows if it'll leak.
Well, I'll do what I can.
Well, thanks. Thanks for making that public, by the way.
Oh, to all of the Lucasfilm execs that are going to be watching for me at the door. You never know. They might be like, hey, everybody take pictures like Kevin Smith was with the Tusk preview.
Yeah.
That's how I remember when they showed that. Oh, that was at Comic-Con. He was like, everybody take out your phones and send this out because it's helping us.
Yeah.
Everybody did.
I don't understand. Well, whatever. I mean, we'll see what happens, but I would really hope that the trailer gets officially released. Like, if a leak gets out there and they can't contain it, then the easiest thing for them to do is just release it.
Release it, yeah. I kind of feel like that's... Because they kind of did the same thing when the first teaser came out. They're like, oh, it's only going to be for, nine theaters in the U.S. or something, remember that? And then they're like, ah, fuck it, it's everywhere on iTunes and everything anyway. So it may go that way. I mean, people are going to still go see Age of Ultron even if it doesn't have Star Wars trailer in front of it.
Mm-hmm.
Not like people are going to be like, oh, that next Marvel movie,
yeah, this is Age of Ultron.
It's going to suck. You know, people are going to go.
And it probably won't suck.
No, probably not. I was talking about this earlier, Mike, with that last trailer with the James Spader voice. It just sounded like James Spader talking into a microphone.
They did a little.
Didn't have anything on it. It just sounded like, oh, I'm watching Boston Legal.
No, it sounded like he had a bit of a robotic tone.
I did not hear it at all. I don't know. It needed a little something else. And it may be there in the movie. It just seemed like that. I noticed it the first time I watched the trailer. I was like, it just sounds like I'm James Spader. Oh, okay. I don't know. I was watching Community on Yahoo.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you ever watched any of those shows, but I just was catching up on season 6. It's still good. And there was a point where they were like, they shot some trailer and they're like, you know, we tried to get the James Earl Jones impersonator to do the voiceover, but all we could get was the James Spader voiceover impersonator. It's just some fat guy standing in the, what are you doing?
So is that more like a robotic type thing? I'm coming for you, Iron Man.
It wasn't quite like that.
I don't think it's like that. Welcome. It's, oh, I thought you were doing a thing. Oh, there you go. No, is it doing it? Are you right? No.
Yeah.
In a world. Oh, is it doing it? Oh, it's kind of doing it.
Yeah.
All I can hear is myself. Oh, there you go. Hey, there we go. I'm coming for you, Iron Man.
There you go. Just like that.
Just like that. So I'm pretty sure that it's going to be pretty fucking creepy when it comes out. Hey, Avengers, I am coming to your house. I'm going to knock on the door, and I'm going to come in and sell you some Bibles. Hey, it's your Voltron. All right, well, maybe I'll turn that off now.
Turn that off now.
We did all we could with that.
There we go.
And if I don't tell you to turn off now, then it'll be the rest of the
show.
It'll be the rest of the show.
No, right. Yeah.
Shield this week.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Mike, are you caught up yet?
No, I started watching them, but no, I'm not completely caught up.
So you watched the previous weeks, which I told.
Wait. How far back are you, Mike?
About 9 weeks.
Okay. Oh, geez. Well, we can't. We gotta get caught up so we can talk about this stuff. It's the one thing I do every week.
Watch TV. And Flash that no one else watches.
Yeah. I'm the only one. Flash was off this week. Arrow's off this week.
I don't give a shit about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But in other television superhero news, it's kind of. I found this kind of interesting. ABC Studios and Marvel producing for Netflix only Daredevil, which exists. Yeah. In the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Mm-hmm.
Why, I don't know. Well, you know what? Well, maybe the Kingpin could do some. He lives in a couple of places.
And Kingpin
does live in Spider-Man universe too, so I can see that going.
There was some rumor about Superman, the guy that did Smallville, showing up in Flash season. Yeah, in season 2. However, there are other sides that say. No, Superman and Batman are off limits for anything in the DC TV universe.
Yeah.
Probably. That's why we're never going to see Batman in Gotham. Except for maybe like when they finally get canceled, the last episode.
Did they say why?
Well, there's more money in the movies, probably. They I mean, you know.
Yeah, but wouldn't it get them to watch the TV show? I mean, if you're iffy about the
TV. Yeah, but then you oversaturate all that stuff.
And yeah, well, here's the problem. DC needs all the saturation they can get because it's fucking up everything else.
Yeah, well, they are.
I agree.
So it's like, why make anything sacred? You might as well try and get at least some buzz.
I imagine that there's movie sections of the business. Those subsidiaries have Batman. The other ones have non-Batman. So that's why they have Gotham. I really like Gotham. I think it's a pretty good show.
I mean, that's one I haven't watched. I should probably do that.
You should start watching that. It's a little at the beginning, but it gets there. It starts to take off a couple episodes in. You know, you see the Penguin immediately, so you gotta, you know, you see that guy. The other ones start to show up a little bit, and you're kind of. I mean, it is a little bit like Muppet Babies, but I think in the
I mean, and that's just the thing. It's like. The whole draw to me to watch a show with Gotham is that Batman is eventually going to show up.
I just want to see Commissioner Gordon's mustache at this point.
Yeah.
I'm sticking with that.
The end of the show will probably be like the shadow of Batman, and then the series will be over.
Yeah, probably, and then they'll have a movie or something. I'm interested to see. I mean, I don't want to say too. Well, shit. I want to see where S.H.I.E.L.D. is going with. Mike, you need to catch up because you're going to want to watch S.H.I.E.L.D. up to. Age of Ultron, because you know it's going to fit in there somehow.
Yeah, I know.
And I have a theory about how it's going to fit in.
And then, well, I'd like to hear that theory. There was something I was going to say.
My theory is
like,
that one of the characters that's being developed currently in S.H.I.E.L.D.
Quake.
Okay. It's going to be a surprise save the day at the end of Avengers. That's my theory. I have nothing to base it on, just a shot in the dark.
Right.
That's my theory.
Well, I know we're kind of skipping around here, but I will say that with all the Batman debate that we've had over the past, I don't know, couple months, this past week I watched Batman Begins almost right up to, right butted up within the same couple of days to the 1989 Batman movie.
Well, you know, and the 1989 Batman movie came first, right?
Right. And that's the order that I watched them, believe it or not. Oh. I said it backwards, but I watched.
I thought you're watching like chronological storyline where Batman Begins.
And then, yeah, and then
those origin stories are completely different.
Right. Well, yeah. There's no origin story in Batman 1989.
Well, yeah, there is.
Well, there is.
Kind of is. Yeah.
A little bit, but it's the same origin story. Without the League of Shadows
part. Yeah. It's not the same at all.
I mean, you get to the kid.
What happens to him? No, he doesn't have.
I guess the big difference is that Jack Napier was the one that actually killed his parents, not the other guy. So that's the major difference. But there's a lot of holes in 89 Batman.
You're saying that. I don't know what they are.
It's perfect. Everybody says it's perfect.
It's not perfect.
Mike hates that movie too.
Not perfect at all.
I think it's perfect.
It's a fun movie. It's a freaking mess. I really enjoy Batman Begins. I think it's a better movie.
It is a better movie. 89 is terrible.
89 was what got me into comics, what got me into movies, what got me into Tim Burton stuff.
Well, you have an emotional attachment to it, so that's why you like it.
I have no such thing. I was like, oh, this changed my life.
Well, I'm glad it changed your life. It sucks as a movie. It doesn't suck. It doesn't suck as a movie.
In 20 some odd years, I'm going to sit in a basement with a guy and do podcasts about nothing.
But just, I mean, in 1989, I saw the movie in the theater, and I freaking loved it because I thought that it was a major leap for superhero movies.
It was, because otherwise, I mean, previously it was just Superman.
Right, that was it. And so I enjoyed it then, but going back and watch it now, I'm like, whole. This never gets resolved. No, you have to watch like you have just really. There's holes all over the place. Go watch it again. Without
you know what I want to do
like emotionless.
I want to teach myself some more mold making and sculpting. I want to do the Jack Nicholson Joker prosthetics.
Here's what we should do.
I always wanted to watch that movie and record
what we have to say about it as we're watching it. It could be like hole.
It'll be like riff tracks.
Yeah. You know what? I'll take notes next time because I wasn't watching. I watched it anticipating to enjoy the movie, which I still enjoyed it. But then as soon as I was like, what's this? You know,
we'll rip off riff tracks and call it like laugh tracks.
Right.
Riff jokes. Yeah, riff tracks is going to be riffing on The Room coming up live.
Again. Well, I would almost pay to go see that.
Oh yeah. Let's see those guys do it live.
And I really owe you a great debt to my life because I thoroughly enjoy all things The Room, except for The Neighbors. I couldn't handle it.
Because you watch it by yourself, and that was the same problem I had.
Yeah.
The Neighbors.
No,
Neighbors,
I tried to watch it with...
Well, with someone who hates it.
Yeah, well, I mean...
get it.
With good reason.
No. She doesn't understand.
Tommy Wiseau.
She doesn't understand.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
The Neighbors, which was Tommy Wiseau's next project after The Room in 1993, I think, is when that came out.
Right.
Been talking about doing this one for years. Finally went out straight to Hulu. It's there. I made it through 2 episodes on my own. You made it through 10 minutes on your own. Well, with someone.
Yeah, with somebody who answered.
Also, is the place where you put your penis at night. So fair enough that you stopped it because she said to stop it. I think you and I probably need to sit down
and just and
with like a bottle or like a hangover or donuts or something, and just go through it. And we're gonna.
Well, you know what's
the potential is still there.
Yeah, you know what's I think you know what's aggravating for me is that the video quality is so terrible.
It's The Room, but less polished.
It's, but I mean, the thing is that it looks like it was shot on a webcam. Like everything's choppy and it stutters.
Choppy. That might have been just you. It wasn't choppy for me. I didn't notice it being choppy.
No, you gotta watch. Yeah, I mean, it's.
Well, you're watching it like a super high def, like crazy TV. I was watching just online. It looked all right.
It's like watching the entire thing.
It's like watching the way
Starman Michael Gaines looks.
He looks fine.
And he looks fine, but it's not smooth movements.
It's on HD.
Well, that's because it's Hangout video. I mean, you guys are all choppy as hell, but that's because it's Hangout.
Right. That's what The Neighbors looks like.
No, The Neighbors look fine. Look, there are way worse problems with the neighbors than that.
But I mean, I could probably stomach the neighbors in its Tommy Wiseau gloriousness if the video wasn't so terrible.
You need to get past that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm fucking ADHD, man.
Oh, my God. These characters and these acting, these writing is so bad.
It's awful, but I mean, I would laugh at it and I would start making fun of it.
The woman with the chicken and the Philadelphia, the like porn. Here's what it is. It's porn without porn. It's shot like porn, but without the porn. That's what it is. It's all like.
I mean, I swear to God, I thought the thing was shot with a webcam. It's like there's no way there's no way, you know, or they had they had the frame rate wrong when they had the camera or something isn't right.
He just shot it all like the day before it had to be turned in, essentially. And that's Tommy Wiseau, and that's why we love him. And we're all going to end up working for him sooner or later. Mark my words, when I get back out of here, I'm going to go find Tommy.
All right, go find Tommy, because we could make better movies for him. Well, or at least we could do... Tell the story about
Tim and Eric.
Tim and Eric, right.
Tim and Eric were helping promote The Room. Tim and Eric, awesome show. You know those guys.
Great job.
And they were also signed on to help write The Neighbors. But they ended up splitting because Tim and Eric wanted Tommy to be the sole creative influence, and Tommy was trying to get them to help write it.
Yeah, because
they're like, no, you should be the only.
Yeah,
influence.
Yeah, because it's gonna only be better if we work on it. We don't want it to be better.
To be Tim and Eric, we want it to be.
We want it to be Tommy Wiseau, right?
Influenced and terrible in his own way.
In its own way that is classic, like The Room.
And he does not disappoint.
Yeah, no,
I'm
and that's.
You. We'll go, you know what, if we get done with this soon enough, we'll go up there, we'll watch another episode, one episode.
Okay.
one episode, and you'll see what I mean.
All right, yeah, I know.
It's classically terrible, and he does not disappoint. He's
It is the spawn of Satan, is what it is.
Let's watch The Room.
Ooh, and The Neighbors. Now, back to back. Oh, Age of Tommy Wiseau.
Moving right along. God, we didn't cover anything. Yeah, today's lost day.
Oh, I just put like Kraken in my nose.
Why'd you do
that? I don't know how I did that.
Kraken?
Kraken.
What are you?
The Kraken.
What are you, Scottish?
That's a bloody Kraken.
Some Kraken up your nostrils.
Okay, my Kraken up my nostrils.
Great.
All right, yeah, we've talked about nothing.
It's Lost Day.
It's Lost Day.
Which is, take the numbers from Lost, which is 4, I don't know what to say.
4, 8, 15, 32, something.
You should play those at Kino.
Oh, fuck, why didn't we do that? Well, you already won 107. We probably would have won 200,000 with the Lost numbers.
We could have ended up on an island.
Yeah. So
I got to fly next week. You never know where I could end up.
That's true. Wow.
Lost. Good. I loved that show. I don't know. Some people hated it. I loved it.
It was okay.
I watched like the first two episodes and then that was it. I don't know why I never
didn't watch that.
Yeah, you know what I'll say.
I'm gonna watch The Neighbors first, if you don't mind.
Yeah. Lost is a much better show. But
yeah, you know what the thing I'm a huge really like all the work that J.J. Abrams has done. I don't know why I haven't. I watched every episode of Revolution and went, why did they end here? They could have. I need one more season.
He did Alias.
Right.
No, I really liked Lost. I didn't know anything about Lost. It was just one of those shows that people were talking about. I was like, and my buddy gave me like some episodes he had downloaded or something, and I watched the first two. I was like, oh, I want to see more. And that was it. Like, I watched it all. The Alias was the same way. I watched all of Alias. I loved Alias. A little weird there somewhere. And I feel that same stuff with S.H.I.E.L.D. a little bit, same kind of feeling. That Alias, I've said that before. Alias, that secret agent stuff.
Yeah, I really.
I liked it.
This episode, S.H.I.E.L.D., was pretty good. Not as good as last week, I didn't think.
I think it just keeps getting better.
It does keep. I mean, it's.
I was trying to explain it to my dad, who hasn't seen any of them. He sat down when I was watching it last night, and I'm like, okay, so these guys, and there's these guys. Ah, fuck.
I like how they ripped off the Jeep. I thought that was good.
Yeah.
It does keep getting. I mean, over the really course good. Of the show, it keeps getting better
because they're writing it into the movies, and it's all done by the same people,
right?
By Disney, by Marvel, it's all the same place.
Yeah, it's getting really good.
There's something to be said for that.
And I'm excited for next week because the big cliffhanger. Well, I won't.
It's gonna lead into the movie, no doubt.
Yeah, because
it's gotta.
because they alluded to at the end of the show this week that an alliance between Phil Coulson and Grant Ward, and I can't wait to see.
Oh, they did mention that. Yeah.
I can't wait to see what that's going to be like.
Yeah, we don't know what's going on there. Other shows that you need to watch, and that is completely not superhero related, but I'm really liking Better Call Saul.
Oh God, I can't wait till that shows up on Netflix, so I can just binge watch the whole thing.
So good,
and ruin my life for like a week.
If you watched any of
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad was like, I dare to say Breaking Bad was the best show I've ever seen.
Best television show ever. I've never watched.
The writing is amazing. And here's the thing. Here's what I figured out. I was thinking about this. It's the casting. The actors are comedians. They're generally funny people.
And
they do serious. Where's my mic? They do serious well, but also with that little bit of quirk. And Better Call Saul is the same way. Because they got
Bob Odenkirk,
who's a comedian.
Yeah.
But he does serious. Michael McKean is in it. Same thing. And there's another girl who used to be on a sitcom for a while. I don't remember what it was. It was canceled, but she was a comedian too. The other thing is, here's the other thing that I noticed. The cinematography is aces. Every shot is a work of art. Every shot is set up perfectly.
Those guys know how to make television shows. And Star, if you have not watched Breaking Bad, you've got to watch it. Let me kind of frame it for you. And I don't know if you were a Sons of Anarchy fan, but I was.
I watched any of those.
Up until. And it was a really good show. It's like, oh my God, this is, you know, just hanging on the edge of your seat every episode. So the Sons of Anarchy season ends. So here's how I started watching Breaking Bad. I was like behind by four seasons. And we my wife at the time, her and I were watching Breaking Amish, and we're like, I wonder how that relates to Breaking Bad, because it was, you know. So we start watching Breaking Bad. She starts watching Breaking Bad on her own.
Breaking Bad was first.
Way first. Way. So she starts watching it on her own, like on Netflix, and then she calls me. I'm at work. She's like, look, I just started watching Breaking Bad. I'm like four episodes in. I'm stopping. We have to watch them all. You have to get in on this. And then we ruined our lives for like the next month.
I watched all those. I was probably four or five episodes.
And then here's what happened. Then Sons of Anarchy comes back on the air. I watched two episodes. I'm like, this is terrible. I can't watch it anymore because it's the bar had been set so high and nothing.
Breaking Bad writing was amazing. And it's, you know what? And here's the thing about
Never jump the shark ever. They finished it perfectly.
Right. And that's what I said. Like, God, I hope they end it before it's bad. And they did.
And
Better Call Saul is the same way. You forget that it's part of something else. You know? Like, it's got those familiar characters that you loved in
right.
Like Mike.
Mike's in it?
Oh, he's awesome. A big part of it. He's half of it.
That's great.
So you got Saul, who's like the prequel of Saul, right? It's before all that.
Yeah, when his name was...
How he got from, like, that guy that nobody knew to that guy that you know.
Yeah, because he's not Jewish. His name isn't Saul Goodman.
Yeah, no, he said what it was. Here's what it is. Saul Goodman.
Saul Goodman.
That's where it came from. And Mike is in it, and he's just a parking lot attendant in this, and so it's building up where he came from. He was a cop. It comes from, you know, shows where his backstory is. It's amazing.
Kraken and the Kraken's behind the grapefruit juice I left out for a week. Thank you.
There we go. Okay. Better Call Saul. If you're not watching it, you should be watching it. If you haven't seen Breaking Bad, you don't need to watch Better Call Saul, but you're missing out.
Best show ever.
Amazing writing.
Yeah, it's not like in like. You know, like every other day is the best day ever. It's really
highly
the best.
Recommend. I highly recommend it. I highly recommend Better Call Saul as well. X-Files is coming back. We talked about that. It's funny. Like over the weekend, I watched X-Files 2 was on just broadcast television, and I turned it on. I was like, okay, there's Mulder, there's Scully. I don't remember this at all. This must be the second one. I really don't remember any of this.
One last
had nothing to do with anything X-Files. That movie was terrible.
One last point on Breaking Bad, and then we'll move on, Mike.
Kraken back now.
Because you want okay.
Yeah,
I think it's here it is. here's what I really loved about Breaking Bad, the final thing, is that Walter White, who is...
dark protagonist.
He goes from a sympathetic figure to you really don't like him at parts. And, it, you know, where a lot of times, like, your main protagonist in a show, it's pretty consistent to how you feel about the character. Okay. That's not true in Breaking Bad.
He has faults.
You ride this emotion like, oh, my God, this isn't the guy that I thought that I was rooting for in the show.
You know, that was the beauty of Dexter, too. Because I had this is my problem with Dexter. I really enjoyed that show until I stopped and thought, oh, my God, I'm rooting for a serial killer. I feel weird about myself now. Like, I stopped. I had to stop watching because I felt weird. Like the good guy is a serial killer. I get what he's doing and all, but, like, I just...
Because
really strange.
And it's the same thing. You don't want it early on early on, you don't want him to get caught because of what's behind why he's doing it.
Did you watch Dexter?
No, I haven't. And that's another one that people say I got
to
watch.
You should watch it. It's the same kind of situation because it's like you get to the end of an episode and you're like, oh, and it's like, I don't want him to get caught. And then you walk away from it and you're like, hang on a second, myself.
Yeah.
I don't want a serial killer to get caught. That's weird. So, I really felt weird. I really did. There were moments where I was like, "This is so weird."
So since we've gone
I didn't make it all the way through Dexter through the end of the show. I made it through like season 5, I think, and then I just never did. But
so let's get back on. We've talked about a lot of emotional stuff here today. Let's get back on track to item 3 of 14 that we haven't that we haven't got to. Tron 3. Some news this week.
Well, we got Langley. A couple more people signed on to do it. We've got Olivia, what's her face?
Newton-John?
Yes, Olivia Newton-John will be signed on, and the guy who is the main character will be on for Tron 3. I keep forgetting that this is Tron 3 and not 2.
Right.
Because I never counted the first one as 1, I guess.
Oh, you have to.
Yeah, I just forget
from that. From a continuity storyline. Because it's like a direct sequel.
It is, and I just always felt like the recent Tron was... so much different and better.
Like a reboot, yeah. I mean, you know, they were able to do a lot more with
that girl's name is.
And then a movie that doesn't need redone that's going to be...
Yeah, She's All That is in the works. Remaking that with Spike Lee's wife is redoing it, evidently.
Oh.
Just why? Like, I don't know. Yeah. It's not a movie that people were clamoring for.
So they let Spike Lee's wife make movies? They let Brad Pitt... Pitt's wife make movies, which was
a
terrible disaster. Yeah, but I mean, really, did anybody believe that Angelina Jolie was qualified as a director?
Sure.
I mean, I haven't seen...
No, I don't have any qualms with that. I mean,
no, I never had any qualms with Angelina Jolie.
Anybody can direct a movie if they want to direct a movie, go for
but
it.
But I mean, that movie was a Lloyd flop, and there was a ton movies. Of hype for it, just ton of hype.
Sure.
All right. So, and then a little Mallrats news.
He's got a few more since last week. I think last week we were at LaFour's.
Steve Dave is back.
Yeah, he's got Walt and the other guy.
Mm-hmm.
Can't think of a name.
The guys that we talked about last week that they were absolutely going to make it, and I think the next day showed up.
Yeah, Walt and Steve Dave. We've got the other guy, Scott Mosier's on.
Yep.
And Dante is on board.
Dante's on board.
So we're left with Claire Forlani.
Roger's on.
Of course. Yeah, of course. I'm pretty certain with that Affleck will do it. I can't see him not doing
it. If he's not, he's a total dick.
He's not. He's got a sense of humor.
The saving grace is he did... When he was already huge, he came back and did
Dogma.
Dogma was still as he was trending up, but when he was already at the top. But those movies were part of what made him huge.
Yeah.
After he was already at the top, then did Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. Yeah, by that time, Good Will Hunting had happened, and
I have no doubt he's going to do it. The person that I'm worried about, only person I think he might not do it is Claire Forlani, because she hasn't done shit. She hasn't done shit since, like, Meet Joe Black, really. But she betted.
And she still looks good.
Still looks good, but I don't know if she's going to do any Shadow Shenanigans.
No, she's got to do Shenanigans. She really didn't do Shenanigans in the first one.
Here's what's going to be. No, but I mean, Kevin Smith movie is shenanigans. Let's face it.
Right, but her role wasn't that of shenanigans.
Yeah, but she's putting up with shenanigans to do that.
Well, right? I mean, the next I'm gonna pistol whip the next person that says shenanigans.
Shenanigans. Hey, welcome to our Irish bar that we just opened. It's called Shenanigans.
Super Troopers 2, of course. Well, we, we did talk about that. That's that fun continues to grow.
I think the one person that may hold out, which sucks, is going to be her. And he's going to have to like tell everybody else involved in the movie to bite the bullet, give up a couple bucks so that he can pay her to do it because she's not going to cooperate. I think that's what's going to go.
Yeah.
Who's going to not cooperate to do it? Unless, I mean, it could be wrong. Maybe she had a great time doing the movie, and she can't wait to do it again and work with those people. Maybe. Who knows? I could be wrong. I was wrong about Joey Lauren Adams. I didn't think she would do it.
And was in kind of mid-early. Maybe everybody loves Kevin Smith.
You know, maybe everybody's like, you know what? You're a good dude. I appreciate what you're doing. Totally do it. And,
I mean, because you have to assume that movie was a party to make. You know, especially at that time.
That's what they wanted. Yeah. They wanted a Porky's of the 90s was what they asked him to do.
And that's what happened. So, I watched on Netflix. It popped up. It was supposed to be an Xbox exclusive, but ended up...
You have no Xbox?
I don't have an Xbox, so it showed up on Netflix, and I watched it this week. Atari Game Over, I thought that was pretty cool.
A documentary. Oh, you're cultured.
How about that? And it basically, instead of kind of spanning the entire history of the Atari, because Atari still exists, but basically from the creation of Atari to the great video game crash of 1983, and kind of followed Howard, I can't remember his last name, but the guy that created like the Indiana Jones cartridge, the Yars Revenge cartridge, some of the most successful cartridges in the 2600 series. And then was tasked to do E.T., and then what that was perceived as the worst video game ever, which they kind of say is like, it really was, and it kind of falls into that category because it was so difficult to play.
It is kind of well known as the worst.
It really is. So they kind of followed what it did to his career, and now he's a psychologist. He's got an engineering degree and a psychology degree, which I thought was pretty interesting. And then like the second, you know, it was like two documentaries kind of, you know, meshed into one documentary. So there was the Howard line, and then there was the excavation of the rumored Atari dump, which they dug up the landfill and found all those old E.T. games and pretty much anything else that was left in the warehouse. Old consoles and Super Breakouts and...
This just in. Danny Trejo says that Machete kills again in space. We'll film later this year. God, I can't wait.
Machete kills again in space.
Yeah. I love those movies.
He's gonna kill in space. In space.
Finish it off. Although it kind of fits. I did start to watch the Scientology documentary that HBO did, Going Clear. Going Clear.
You sent me a link to that, and nothing about it popped up.
Oh, yeah, well, they must have got to it. I started to watch it. I fell asleep halfway through, but what I saw, because I woke up again later and it's still on, it's just super scary. It's just so scary. It's like, oh. And the actors that are talking out about it, are people you've seen and stuff. So you're like, oh my God, I know that guy. You know, like Paul Haggis, the director, he got in, he was in it for years. There was another guy who was in Californication, I recognized him. And they're talking about like, yeah, you know, they like promised all this stuff, and we got in it, it sounded great. And then they're like, oh my God, this is so fucked up. Like, just so fucked up.
Yeah, it's a frightening thing what they do.
You watch it, HBO.
What they do to women, what they do to children. Oh, it's really
they had interviews from spokesperson for Scientology. Mm-hmm. And him. I mean, it's really, really messed up. You should watch them. Go find it. It's out
Not
there.
To go.
Go to Iceville and watch it. Going Clear, the HBO documentary on Scientology, is like, holy cow.
Religion is the greatest weapon of mass destruction that has ever been created.
About L. Ron Hubbard. And where, you know, his whole thing was like, I'm just going to start a religion to make money. That's all I'm going to do.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it just talks about his crazy, insane stuff. It really gets into it. It really, like, HBO did their homework.
And, typically do.
You've seen the videos from those guys, the guy that walks around in Clearwater, Florida. I've watched those videos. But, I mean, it's it's an eye-opening sort of video. I actually hate to even say too much about it because I'm scared. I'm a little scared. I'll be honest.
That somebody's going to pop out of a volcano and whack you in the middle of the night.
Well, you know what? They have a lot of weird influence and power, honestly.
I'm sure they do.
No, they do, and that's why I was like, maybe that's why I can't get a job now.
Maybe that's, that's it. Well, especially where you want to work, yeah.
I mean, it's an interesting watch, I'll say that. Go watch it.
The best documentary I've ever seen on Scientology was the South Park episode, which
kind of the same.
with Tom Cruise's in the closet with R. Kelly. So good.
Human Centipede 3 will feature a 500-person prison centipede, obviously. What else we got here?
That's a lot of fucking ATM, man.
I really enjoyed the second one, dare I say.
Yeah, so, I mean, you really seem to
And by enjoyed, I mean, it was well done as a horror movie. It was black and white. Everything was black and white. It didn't focus on the centipede, necessarily. Mm-hmm. The guy they cast to be the guy who was, you know, kind of doing the copycat thing, was super creepy to look at and watch throughout the movie. It was all black and white except for the shit. It was brown. Somebody knew what they were doing when they made that movie. That's all I got to say. It was way, way, way better than the first one. As a horror movie, way better. I thought it was done really quite well.
So if you are a fan of super creepy Rob Lowe or super paranoid Rob Lowe or any of the other alternate versions of Rob Lowe, you're out of luck. Comcast has did they file suit?
They did. They filed suit with the NAD. I don't know who they are exactly.
The National Association of Dickheads.
Maybe.
But they made them pull the ants. They're gone. Yeah. So you'll never see them again. On YouTube and on Vimeo and on Daily Motion.
Yeah, essentially what they said was, the National Advertising Division.
That was it. You think I'd know about that, those guys. But I don't.
The NAD determined that the claim, don't be like this me, get rid of cable and upgrade to DirecTV, when it appears at the end of the commercial, which compares attributes of DirecTV to attributes of cable, reasonably conveyed a comparative...
That's attributes.
Attributes, whatever, dude. It's like so dumb. Anyway, what they're saying is, there's nothing that says...
It's unfounded, so they're gone.
Unfounded, better reception, better programming, better anything.
Some of the best campaigns were made on unfounded claims.
I love those commercials.
My favorite one was Super Creepy Rob Lowe, but...
I'm going to watch you swim.
My cable's out, so I'm down to the local pool.
Watching you swim.
Watching folks swim.
Yeah, I think those are pretty good.
And I'm Super Creepy Rob Lowe, and I have cable. Starman Michael Gaines, some Star Wars news this week.
Oh, yeah, when does Star Wars show start?
Yeah, when is that going to start? Star Wars comes out on digital on Friday, and I don't understand why everybody's so excited about this, because I've had them on Blu-ray for a couple of years now, and they're awesome.
Right.
The quality loss on digital is so horrible that I don't get why people like this shit.
I think as they do every time they re-release something, you get something new, you get something extra, and there are some in addition to every extra feature that they've ever produced for the special edition, the re-release on VHS, the Blu-ray package. There's even more new content. That's released with this.
But which version are they putting in digital?
The special edition.
Although the rumors are going around that the original versions are going to be released soon, but...
Right, they've been talking about that for a long time. Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure the problem is Fox, because if you go to Disney Anywhere, Star Wars is not available for Disney Anywhere. The rest of the movies are. Because Fox owns that movie until 2020.
Yep.
So I don't know what's going to happen with the original film, but we'll see what happens. Maybe it'll take until until 2020 for that to
And if you're 20th Century Fox, why not hang on to it? Why not just
why not? It's been your cash cow for 40 years. Why not hang on to it?
George Lucas's wife.
So New Hope is all six are going to be released on the, they're not eliminating that movie. It's going to be released, but there are certain things that won't be a part of that package because Fox isn't releasing it. Right.
Yeah. So that's good. I guess there are some people that want to have this on digital. Maybe they've been waiting for it. I don't know because
I don't know. It's not hard to find a digital version or a digital copy of any of this stuff, especially the original special edition has been a whole thing. It's been reissued, rebuilt.
Yeah,
there
well.
There was a guy that was like rebuilding the sets to make them even better to reissue the original without special effects.
I don't know about that, but there are ways to watch the original version.
He rebuilt like all of Dagobah. He rebuilt like he was like, oh yeah, dude. He was like rebuilding all the sets. Like on Empire and everything. He was redoing.
You know, there are far easier ways to watch the original version.
Anyway,
yeah. And you don't have to do it digitally either. So there's that.
No,
so.
Just pull out. I'll see if. I mean, I've been up in the attic once in the past 6 months to see if I could find my VHS player, but I can't. If I ever find it, I can watch the original movie.
It's gone.
It's gone.
It's not gone.
What's Game of Thrones Sunday? Is that the new one?
Yeah, Game of Thrones season 5 starts Sunday.
About goddamn time.
Six. Jeez, I can't even remember what season on 5.
I just watched it on Sesame Street the other day. Which was great. The Game of Chairs, did you watch that?
No.
Oh, really? Oh, it was great. Sesame Street did a spoof. This Game of Chairs. Where they did, like, musical chairs.
That's so good. Great.
Oh, and they had, like, jokes thrown in there with, like, don't lose your head, Ned, and stuff like that. Like, it was just so great. Like, they had all these inside little jokes about
Wow, that's very throwback Sesame Street.
It was good Sesame Street. Sesame Street's really been on it with all this stuff. Oh, that was good.
Well, I mean, that's a hat tip to how it was when I was growing up. I just assumed it, you know, because when my kids were watching it, it was like, you know, it was like, oh, this is nothing like it. It's all Elmo the time.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. No, Elmo. After Elmo diddled some kids.
Yeah, and then Elmo, fell out of favor. So, and then...
that was good. They've been doing good parodies. They've been doing some pretty good stuff.
So Game of Thrones, new season 5. Any surprises that we should be looking
for? Not that I know of. I did hear that this season is going to ruin the end of the books or something. I don't know what's up with that, but...
It'll ruin, like, the last pages of my novels will burn?
I don't know how that works because the last novel hasn't been written yet.
Right.
He's still working on it, but we're supposed to be two books away from the end, so I don't know how that's going to work.
And then, the Daredevil on Netflix, which will be premiering this Friday, does exist in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Right, so we mentioned that, I think.
Didn't know, we didn't, we talked about that before the show started.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought we talked about it.
No, right. Nope, that hasn't happened yet, as far as the show
okay. is concerned.
So
I see where that might fall in there. What's his name? That's gonna play Kingpin. The guy from Full Metal Jacket. His name.
I predict that the show will be D'Onofrio. Vastly better.
Vincent D'Onofrio is playing Kingpin. Kingpin was also he showed up in Spider-Man. So now that we got Spider-Man back to Marvel, we'll probably see some kind of crossover.
Yeah, I assume that this series will probably far exceed in quality what the Daredevil movie did back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. As with Ben Affleck.
Yeah. A guy from
in a tight red suit.
Empire, Murdoch Empire is going to play Matt Murdock.
And wasn't there an Elektra spinoff too? Yeah, there was, wasn't there? Yeah.
There was.
I didn't see that either.
Bad.
Nobody did.
Yeah.
I saw it. It was bad.
Yeah.
It was bad. Hey, somebody's messaging you, Mike.
Mm. Yeah, somebody is.
Do they want to be on the show?
No.
All right.
Oh, too bad.
NASA claims that they will find life on other planets by 2025, which in my opinion means they've already got it. And then, like I said earlier on the show, they're just slowly releasing information. Every day it's a new planet that can support life and nobody gives a shit.
Yeah.
Nobody gives a shit. So every day they're doing this and people are like, oh, look, there's a new periscope or there's whatever, meerkat, blah, blah, blah. And nobody gives a shit about life on other planets. I mean, it really says something about all this.
And right? And meanwhile, NASA is secretly building Battlestar Galactica.
I don't know. So. I don't know if they actually found life yet, but I'm sure they said that they know what to look for and such, but
it's there.
I have a feeling. Well, there was one article that I wrote that said, you know, they could find like something in our own solar system. I'm like, well, I don't know.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're suspecting, you know, some of the moons around Saturn, some of the moons around Jupiter. Yep. And but I mean,
you got water all over the place.
But I mean, you don't know what the hell's going on up there and what all these rockets are taking shit up there. I mean, you can see, you know, they give you pictures of what the space station looks like.
Pictures that they want you to see.
Yeah, exactly right. You know, Battlestar Galactica is under construction in orbit right now. And you know,
they could have people. I mean, if you look up like humans on Mars already, the conspiracies or whatever, like Google that. There's a whole thing about, oh my God, look at this picture.
That's what I love, conspiracies. It's the greatest thing ever. We never went to the moon. It was a total fucking lie. But we got people on Mars right fucking now.
Oh, I looked this up, and they're like, oh, here's a picture. It's clearly like this human figure fixing the Mars rover. Here's the shadow of him doing it. You can clearly see that it's him.
Yeah. There's no way we ever made it to the moon.
We got a couple people there.
But Mars was a fucking cinch.
We got like at least like 7 or 8 people.
Yeah. There.
For sure. I don't know. I think, I mean, look, I'm a firm believer that anything you can think of, the government has already done or is going to do or is doing already. Like, it's just already bad.
And there's,
if you think they're up to something, they've already done it.
They've already done it. And there's nothing, zero. Sure. There's nothing we can do. No. So I'm going to continue to mix drinks in my basement.
Yeah.
Because what can I do about it? I'm not part of the Michigan militia.
Let's put it this way. Apple's releasing a new Apple Watch. That is already like at least 10 years ahead of what we know, right? Right?
10 years ahead.
It's ahead of what we know. They've been working on this for at least 5-10 years.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Their technology, they've already been working on this. They're finally giving it to us. When did they start working on this?
Like Google Earth is ours for free. It's free.
The point is, if technology that we know and use every day comes out every day, is already. I mean, you gotta admit this is so far advanced. They've been working on this stuff for years.
Years.
They're way, way advanced.
Yeah.
The government is even more advanced.
They were able to see when Nikita Khrushchev took his dogs out to piss.
Took his shoe off
and in the 60s. Able to read license plates off the limos that pulled in and out of. I mean, it's you know, and Google Earth is now free.
Yeah. Anything we know is at least 10 years behind what everybody else
If not more. 20 to 25 years.
Yeah. What the government is allowing us
to. They get all the best shit first. Doesn't go to Samsung makes all this stuff and Apple.
Look at it. I mean, just think about it. Like, hey, here's the next best computer. Well, I mean, how long have you been working on that? Right? It's not like they just came out with it yesterday and now you can have it. It's like they've been working on it for like 5, 10, 15 years.
Oh, I mean, at least.
So
I mean,
like, you know, anything is so people way smarter than us are working on shit way more.
They had computerized missile guidance systems and we had the Atari 2600.
Yeah, right.
They
sent a guy to the moon in a tin can with, like, you know.
Well, I mean, and the thing is they've said it. The current Texas Instruments scientific calculator is more powerful than the computer that was on the land.
Right, exactly. So the iPhone could, like, take
which is the lunar Saturn. Excursion module for those.
The iPhone could take people to Saturn.
Right. Right.
At least.
Right.
So, you know.
I would trust an iPhone more than an Android taking to Saturn. Even though I have an Android.
Oh my God! What stuff that the government tells us is like bullshit. They're like well beyond anything that we can think of. Anything we can come up with, they've already thought of it. They're already doing it. It's well beyond any of that. Just forget it. Like, it's happening. Like, you know.
Sorry.
You think, oh my God, could the government be spying on us with a secret blah blah flies flying around? Of course they are, and we found out that they are.
Yeah.
Like any of that stuff. Like it's,
and they probably put it in these like $5.
There's $5 things.
There's like, $5 things. There's
like, oh, look at these dumbasses.
There's a $40,000 camera in one of these things that's monitoring us right now.
We'll cash it in.
Right.
Right, and that's why they're going.
My cat will find it.
Okay, well, this is hilarious.
So
which brings us to the Apple Watch, which was in production probably one of the last things that
Steve Jobs did. In 1947.
Probably one of the last things Steve Jobs did before he was...
No, this is the first thing that was under Tim Cook.
Well, so they say, but okay. I don't know. I mean, they're still talking about that the Apple TV is going to be a thing, and that was the last thing that
right.
Steve Jobs did. If they really want to hang on to it, they need to stick with the last things. They all need to be the last thing Steve Jobs did, otherwise it's going to die, because that's all anybody cares about.
Right, and that was one thing that was kind of interesting that the in that going back to the Atari documentary is that I didn't realize that Steve Jobs was a game developer at one point. And I think for Activision was that is did you get that from that documentary,
Mike?
A little bit. Like in what way?
Well, I mean, there was one point where they did a montage of all these names of what games and developers. One of the games. I think it was an Activision game, was it had Steve Jobs on.
Oh, Breakout.
Yeah, maybe that was it.
No, Breakout was Atari.
They were like, never going to give you up.
Right, but yeah. I was like, oh, look, Steve Jobs. I know that guy.
Yeah, yeah, it was him and Woz worked on the arcade version of Breakout. Oh,
okay. That was it, yeah.
Can I give you something?
No, I'm doing quite well, thanks.
All right.
Isn't it amazing how this show gets so much better?
I'm still sticking with the idea that NASA's slowly releasing news about planets and whatnot. And life.
That's good. That was 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, still sticking with that.
That's great.
So come back to that. We got nothing else. That's everything, right?
That was it. Yeah. What's you talked about? You didn't talk about Stan yet.
Oh, Stan Freberg died. So did.
Rest in peace. And then what's this? What's this mean?
The Atari thing.
Oh, I typed that up there.
Okay, I didn't see it. All right.
Yeah.
Stan Freberg, an old-timey comedian from the 60s. At least you listened to my Dr. Demento back in the day growing up.
And Roscoe P. Coltrane died, which I'm actually more sad about.
Yeah, both of them are about the same influence on me.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. Well, I would listen to and or watch both of them.
Yeah.
Back when we were growing up.
Boss Hogg's long dead.
Yeah, he's been gone for a while. So.
Yeah.
That's that. I think we're done.
That's it.
Views and expressions. What's
that? views expressed on Robot Underpants. Views expressed
on Robot Underpants are not those of the founders or
Geek
or
News owners. Central. Geek
News Central.
Right.
This is part of the Geek News Central Podcast Network. What are you doing?
I'm going to be going to work. And let's see. And
you want to promote anything?
What did I promote last week? Probably the same thing.
You have
thing.
A show. Well, no, you have a record. They can be found on
Spotify. You can check out Johnny Mohawk and the Assassins on Spotify. We had our debut record many years ago that popped up on Spotify. I was like, oh look, there's me on Spotify.
And the Karaoke Bob record.
And there's a Karaoke Bob solo piece that's also up there, right?
Mike, what are you doing these days?
This Week in Trek and World of Warcast and Pulp Phaser.
How's Pulp Phaser going?
Very well. We just did a show last night.
Who else does that show?
Nobody you know. It's a friend of a fan
I
of the show.
No idea from Canada. I don't know.
North Dakota.
Matter who? Who is it?
Her name is Sunshine.
Okay, Sunshine. Sunshine and Starman doing a show.
Yeah,
that's good.
Seems super amazing, man. Fantastic.
So are you prejudging her just because her name is Sunshine?
No, her name is Sunshine.
I had a friend of mine.
Her name was.
I had a friend who had a collie whose name was Sunshine. It's a very compelling dog.
And don't prejudge
like it's something you know insignificant.
All right, we'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Bye.
Ooh.